The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is almost Christmas, baby. Merry Christmas to all who celebrate. Phone lines are packed. It's time for credit pies.
Santa Claus.
I'd like to let Professor Landini start us off. We haven't talked to Landfill yet. Obviously, a wild win. People don't realize this, but Landfill is usually very funny on the text thread during football games.
Oh, he's funny as hell.
We also are
crazy as well as hell too.
One game closer to B-Mitch and a tutu. Just saying, Landini, what do you got?
I'm giving Jaden Daniels 75%. That was a spectacular performance. Any other quarterback that we've certainly had over the last 20, 30 years, they lose that game. Basically any other quarterback, except maybe Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, they lose that game. You got to give Jaden Daniels about 75%. Then somehow Jamison Crowder caught two touchdowns in 2024, so I've got to give him credit too. I'll give him, let's go 15 there. I think that Frankie Louvu interception was huge, so he gets 10 there, and I think that's it. That's 100 right there.
Dude, you said something there. With any other quarterback of the last 30 years, they lose this game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Feels like it. Just everything feels so different with Jaden, and you don't want to overhype it or anything, but it just – he's been so good. So like, nothing is surprising or different about that performance, right? It's like, this is who that dude is.
You didn't know it when he first got here, but now you begin to expect it. Because he's been late in game. Like, when Pat Mahomes get the ball late, you know they're going to win. Now, when Jaden Daniels get the ball late, you know you have a chance. He may cross that bridge one day where it's going to be, when he gets it, you're in trouble. But right now, you know you have a damn chance.
At all times.
Yeah.
At all times. It was remarkable yesterday. I never felt like they were out of it. A lot of it probably swung on the Louvu INT, honestly, because if that gets to 21-0, maybe you're pressing too much.
Well, if you see the way that game was going and they were not being blown out, you know, like something could happen.
Totally.
And I know John B. was probably mad at me today, but I left out of his suite. I said, we're going to win by three. And he had put some money the other way, and he lost his money. I'm just saying.
I took $20 off Matt Corrado. Appreciate you, buddy. As we like to do, our guy Jupe leads us off. Jupe. What up, Jupe?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, hold on. Y'all smell something? Smell something sizzling. Oh, never mind. That's just the Commanders cooking them Eagles, because these Eagles fans are crying, baby. Y'all know what time it is. Let's do this victory ritual. Let's all hit the Ric Flair.
Woo!
All right, credit pie. I'm giving 60% to Timothy Daniels. That 4th-and-11 scramble, dropping them 5 TDs, dropping them dimes. You got to give him a bulk of the credit. I'm going to give 10% to Terry, OZ, and Jamison Crowder. Excuse me.
Big all right, dog?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to give 10% to the defense. You know, they start off shaky, but they picked it up. And remember, guys, I've been saying it all year. top 10 defense by the end of the year, and I just checked it. Right now, we're sitting at 11. We got one more spot to go. And then I'm going to give 10% to special teams. Audible mention, Luke McCaffrey. Look like we found somebody to keep it up for us in the kick returns. And, you know, because especially for Eckler, whenever he get him back, it's probably not a good idea to put him back there with those concussions. So, yeah, man, that's – and then I'm going to give my last 10% to the coaches, just for them moving people around, just trying to find what works best for those players and getting the best out of everybody, man. We got to give a big special shout-out to the coaching. But that's all I got for you fellas. Oh, right, and Jeff's head is built like some of those Milk Dud candies. That's all I got for y'all.
Hey, thanks.
Hold on. You're bald, too.
Yeah, Jeff's currently wearing a football helmet that he can't see out of.
With no padding in it.
Thank you, Drew.
And the headphones out on the outside of the damn helmet.
Yo, I'm excited for the day.
All right, go ahead, Jeff.
All right, first off, I'm going to go 50 to Jaden Daniels. Give him 50%. I'm going to give 10% to the rest of the offense. 60? I'm going to give 30%. With a highlight on Frankie Louvoux, because Louvoux was flying around. And I'm not going to say because of the hit, because that's wild. But my bet, once Jalen went out and Pickett came in, you see how he baited him into that route to get the pick?
Yeah, love it.
I mean, the kid Zach Bond has been playing really good for Philly. He kind of did that to Jaden on the first pick, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, Zach Bond's probably going to be an all-pro linebacker, so there's no shame in that game. But that was really good work by Louvoux.
So that's 80. Then 10% to the coaches. Y'all did y'all thing. And then my last 10% is going to Devontae Smith. Thank you, sir. You dropping the ball gave us a second chance at life. So we're going to thank you for that.
And drop support of football.
You have my full support there, Jeffrey. Jeff, now can you answer a question for me?
What's up, bro?
Are you wearing the same clothes you wore yesterday?
No. Yesterday I was dressed pretty nice because I was DJing a charity event.
That's right. So you didn't go to the game at all?
I didn't go.
No, the game came with me. Yes. I almost lost my mind when Jaden threw that touchdown. I almost ran to Santa Claus.
Jeff, do you know where I drove by yesterday?
Where did you drive by, JP?
Fairmont Heights High School.
Which one? The new one or the old one?
I assume the new one because it was nice.
All right, yeah. I was about to say, because what are you doing around the old one?
JP, what the hell are you trying to let us know, dog?
Yo, the Beltway was all screwed up, so I had to try to, like, cut through some neighborhoods and stuff. But I was about to, like, the school I drove by and the school Jeff tries to present as, like, this real problematics. That joint yesterday was nice.
JP, that school has just been rebuilt
okay.
A couple years ago, and the neighborhood you was in, I just don't stay in there too long.
it was daytime. Like, yeah. It was nighttime. Hey, I'm like, all right.
Jay came here with his flannel shirt on, talking about what I look like. Just say undercover police.
Yo, did I ever tell you this story? So when I lived in Northeast in my 20s, was when people were getting jacked for North Face jackets all the time, uh-huh. Right? And I got a flat tire on North Capitol right at, like, Hawaii Avenue.
Mm.
And I'm going to play basketball, so I'm just wearing, like, gym shorts, high tops, a T-shirt.
And a North Face?
And a North Face.
They're going to get you a South Face.
And then I'm looking around, like, am I going to get jacked for my damn jacket trying to change a tire? We all survive.
Out of road on the rim.
Let's get to the phone lines. Dre is in Manassas.
What up, Dre?
Dre, what's the credit pie?
Hey, gentlemen, good morning. I got to give 20% to Luke McCaffrey. He gave us great field position throughout the entire game. You know, 50% to Jaden Daniels. I mean, what he did was just, you know, awesome. Like you, JP, I was never in doubt. I mean, you know, I did say, four turnovers, and that might be a bridge too much to climb or too much to cross. But no, we didn't even get to five yet. We were at four. I'm like, you know, that was a bit too much to cross. But then, you know, it's still what he did was amazing. And, you know, 30% to the ref. Now, you know, Brian, this is the perfect question for you. And I say this as a joke, but I'm really serious here. What could one black man say to another black man that's so offensive that a black ref would throw a penalty flag in today's NFL? Because I've never seen that before in my life.
You can't say what you would normally say because now they're throwing flags for it. It's kind of weird to me.
I never thought I'd do that.
I think it was taunting, dude. I don't think it was necessarily racial.
No. It's normally, if you say the same way guys communicate with each other, you say it on the field in front of a referee, you can throw the flag. It's weird.
Gardner Johnson also has a bad reputation. I think part of that was what had preceded him. But it's when he left the game, they were able to hit a lot more downfield. He's a pretty good player.
Yeah, we scored 21 points or 20 whatever amount, 20 some points in the fourth quarter. And that guy, that safety, he wasn't in the game. So I mean, I think that's definitely something that can't be underlooked.
Appreciate the call, man. Yo, I was thinking about this, and maybe I'm forgetting something. I've worked plenty of games where guys have gotten ejected, mm-hmm. right? Like ejections happen, but I don't know that I'm. At least top of my head, I've ever been at a game where a guy got ejected for taunting. Can you think of that?
You can get ejected for taunting because it's a, what you call it, personal foul.
Right, personal foul. I know question you can. Don't know that I remember seeing
it. Did he taunt and also say something to the ref?
I don't know.
You know, because I've gotten some taunting calls. And
that shocks me.
I've also slipped it in with a little bleep you to the ref and you know, I got another 15-yarder. So it happens sometimes.
Hey, man, it's an emotional game.
They probably warned him on something, and he came back and did the same thing again.
Phone lines are open all the way at least until 1 o'clock. So if you're on hold, don't worry. Stay right there. I like this from Jason Holcomb. He tweeted me and B his credit pie, said 70% to Jaden, 10% to the wideouts, 10% to the coaching, 10% to the defense. Running game was definitely AWOL. Section 105 was hyped. Freezing a little, but wasn't cold by the end of the game. Awesome win. I thought the crowd was great.
That must have been the bourbon group right there, boy.
Yo, there were plenty of Eagles fans there, but they never took over. It was never an Eagles crowd. And I think specifically to Philly, but I think a lot of NFL fandom has shifted. There's always going to be away fans, no matter what. And wherever we go on the road to cover Commanders games, there's always Washington fans. So some of this is just a two-way street. I think over time,
it's been way more this year than it's been in other years.
Yeah, the level of Eagles fans will dissipate. I think Sunday night against Atlanta will be rocking. Your calls as we continue. It's B. Mitch and Finley.